from Houston. This is the Jimmy Barrett Show on KPRC 950.
All right, it's 4:31. You're on AM 950 KPRC. This story that I'm going to present to you next, it was just kind of a human interest story that I found. They ran it on Fox. You know, you see stories all the time about discrimination against the American flag, and of course it gets us upset when we see that, and I'm sure that's what was going through the mind of Fox. And every now and again you'll hear from a business owner who thinks he's been picked on by local government or the police and making a complaint about it. So, without being hopefully too judgmental this morning, I mean, I ran this story assuming that we knew some of the facts behind it. Turns out that maybe I didn't know all the facts, but we need to start with a story. The story is a restaurant owner. His name is Terry Trobiani. He runs a restaurant in Prairie Grove, Illinois, which is a small town in northern Illinois. He says he was flying his American flag outside of his business and basically was told that he had to stop, that he was breaking the sign ordinance. Here's how the conversation went on Fox.
What Prairie Grove did is they designated the flag as a sign, and they have a permanent ban on temporary signage on the properties. So by designating the American flag as a sign, it falls into their sign ordinance. So they're saying it's not about the flag. It is about the flag. That's what they ticketed me for. If it was actually about the position of the flag or the display of the flag, they should have ticketed me for that. And they didn't.
What was the reaction from your patrons there?
We have had a mass of people calling us. I had 14 calls from 14 different states on Saturday, people supporting me. You can see the rally. People are setting up rallies, flying American flags. Army veterans are coming out, sitting on the parkway, waving flags. The outpour of support is unbelievable. It's ridiculous that we've gotten to this point. The village is completely against this my position. We're not even being allowed to pay our ticket. I can't pay the ticket unless I sign a letter that says I violated the sign ordinance, and then I sign a subsequent letter which says that I will agree forever to comply with every sign ordinance in the village of Prairie Grove forever. Otherwise, you're not going to take my fine. So we're going to court.
Okay, so we ran that story this morning. I didn't think another thing of it until I got an email. Here's the email. Mr. Barrett, I'm a huge fan of the show and listen every day on KTRH as well as KPRC in the afternoon. I heard your report this morning regarding the Fox News story about a business owner who's being fined for flying an American flag. Unfortunately, the owner, Mr. Trobiani, has distorted the facts. The village of Prairie Grove, Illinois, is a patriotic community that encourages our residents and business owners to fly the flag. We just ask that it's done in an appropriate manner. Keep up the good work. Hope you enjoyed your time off last week. Signed, Lawrence D. Canada, Chief of Police, Prairie Grove, Illinois Police Department. Hang on. He's listening in northern Illinois? That's the first thing that got my attention. But here's a news story we're talking about this morning. Here's a chance to follow up on it. Chief Canada, thank you for joining me this afternoon on AM 950 KPRC. First things first, because obviously this is the one I'm most curious about. What turned you into a fan of our show?
Well, quite frankly, I have a love for Texas. I worked as a police officer in Grapevine for 5 years back in the mid-90s, and my love for Texas has never stopped. And got onto the Michael Berry Show and loved Michael, listened to him every day as well. And then as I tuned in early for Michael, caught you and Shara, and hooked ever since.
Wow. That's great. Well, we're glad to have you as a listener. Glad that you, maybe you'll come back to Texas someday. We'd love to have you back. But let's get to the bottom of Mr. Trobiani here. He makes it sound like, he's just trying to fly his American flag and he's being picked on, and you all want to treat his flag like a sign. What's the deal with the flag? Where was it in relationship to where the road is, and how was he breaking the local ordinance?
Well, it even starts before that, Jimmy. What ended up happening is, I believe it's June 8th, is where Governor Pritzker, we had an executive order in place in the state of Illinois, as well as in the village of Prairie Grove under President Underwood's direction. And that executive order expired on June 8th. And during that executive order, we knew that businesses were being impacted during the COVID. And we kind of relaxed our sign regulations, and we kind of let businesses do what they needed to do, maybe to attract more business through that. So when that expired, We asked our businesses, okay, we're gonna roll this back. We're gonna enforce our sign regulations. And what he had in front of his business at the time was like an A-frame, kind of a sandwich board, and it said the name of the business, his hours, and there's a drive-through, so on and so forth. And he also had one of those 10 or 12 foot banners that said Euros, and was within the 15 feet. Illinois state law says that you have to be within 15 feet of the roadway. You can't have anything in that area, in that easement. So people, his business is on a very busy highway. It's a state highway 176, and his patrons that exit on the north end of the restaurant can only turn right to go eastbound. Well, those signs ended up obstructing some of the views of the drivers who were trying to leave his parking lot, and the speed limit there is 45. So we did have some concern if somebody's going to pull out in traffic and obviously cause a traffic crash there. So I went there, and I talked to him, and I told him, I said, you need to take these signs and put them on your property, because right now they're on the state of Illinois property, the right-of-way, and just push them back 15 feet, and we will have no issue. Well, he called me every name in the book, and after 31 years of law enforcement, that doesn't faze me. I said, you do what you have to do, but we will take enforcement action as we see fit. So he told me, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and buy some American flags, and I'm going to post them in that area. And if you decide to take enforcement action against me, I'll have every patriot within 100 miles come here, and they'll protest you and protest what the village is doing. So I took it with a grain of salt. Sure enough, I drive by the next day. He's got, it's hard to say. It looks like 4 to 6 American flags that he had posted in that same area, two of which were about 10 feet from the roadway in violation of state law. The thing that really bothered me, Jimmy, was the fact that he just took those flags and he stuck them in the ground, not on any type of staff or flagpole, stuck them on the ground, and they touched the ground, they got muddy, they got dirty, complete disrespect for the American flag. It should be flown in reverence, and it was not the way he did it. I've been a member of an honor guard for 20 years, and I carry the American flag, and that thing does not touch the ground, and it's of utmost importance to make sure that it's taken care of. So what ends up happening there is he's issued citations. But I think the important thing to note is that this whole thing started with his restaurant signs, not the American flag. So he's using the American flag as a pawn to promote his business. And it's just disgusting. There were traffic signs. People would show up at rallies in his parking lot, and they would take the smaller type flags that you would see like at a cemetery posted on a veteran's grave, and they would duct tape them to a traffic sign in the easement. He put a sandwich board back out there. They duct taped these flags to this sandwich board. It got knocked over into the dirt, into the mud. And he was cited for it. And we have an ordinance in the village of Prairie Grove that if you're going to fly the American flag, it will be flown with respect and dignity, meaning it will be on a flagpole. If it's flown at night, it will be illuminated. And that's something that obviously we can't enforce all over the place, but there is a proper way to fly this flag, and he did not do it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you shared the story with us, because we only heard one side of it on Fox. Did anybody from,
yes,
just out of curiosity, anybody from Fox try to contact you to get the city side of what's going on?
No, Jimmy, you know, that's the other thing. They did a story on the local Fox affiliate, and our village president gave an interview, a 10-minute interview, and Fox provided about a 10-second snippet of what he said. So the reporting was lackluster at best, and now, as you can imagine, there have been some other websites that are out there, some conservative-leaning websites that now the death threats are coming in and with me, with other village officials, and it's just, and I can tell you today, we're just a tiny little town. I retired from a larger municipal police agency in this area, and this was my retirement gig. It was supposed to be a nice small town to kind of fade off into the sunset, but then this happens, and now I felt like, this is a fight I need to take up. sure. because it's wrong, and the misinformation, and quite frankly, these agencies or these news media outlets, the clickbait journalism is pathetic, it's disgusting, and they want one side, and that's it, they'll run with it. And they look to anger people, and boy, did they do it here.
Well, it's interesting to watch this. You know, I'm glad you sent me the email because I never would have known otherwise. And it was important for me to get you on the show so we make sure that we're covering both sides of this. I guess I've been in the radio business for a long time, and I really still feel that that's the way things ought to be done. Regardless of your political point of view, there's still at least two, maybe more perspectives that need to be heard. So what happens now as far as this little, pardon my French, pissing war that's going on right. between Prairie Grove, Illinois, and this restaurant owner? Where is this at in the process, and what is likely to happen next?
Well, as it stands right now, and things change, and things can probably happen that are above my pay grade, but as it stands now, I believe the adjudication date would be August 25th, where he'll come into the village, and he'll plead his case, and we will plead our case, and what the village alleges, and I think our, you know, where we're standing right now, I think we're on good footing. So that's where it goes, and he has a possibility to appeal to the county level, which may or may not happen. I'm not sure. And Jimmy, one of the things that I've got to say, and I talked to a lot of people today who called, and they're really, really angry. And I can tell you, of the 50 phone calls, I probably spent maybe 10 minutes apiece just explaining what really happened. None of those phone conversations ended in a bad way. They were appalled on the coverage. And I can tell you, after 31 years of doing this job, if I was sworn in as a chief of police and they told me, you're going to end up having to write somebody a ticket for flying the American flag, I turned my badge in that day. And a lot of the coverage that they're showing to me is the photo of his building. His building, he's got a beautiful building there, and he's got a thin blue line flag, a thin red line flag, an American flag. It looks great. We have no issue with that. We encourage our residents, like I said in my email, to fly the flag, but we just ask that you do it right. There are rules. There are regulations. We need to abide by them. We don't want it to look like a circus.
No, there are state and local laws that need to be enforced, and that's what this whole thing, sir. It sounds to me, started as. It was just a simple and clear violation that, with the right attitude, could have been cleared up quickly and without any sort of confrontation, but that's not the
Absolutely.
Way this owner decided to go.
Other than that,
it sounds like you're getting towards your retirement years here. Are you glad at this point you're closer to the end of your career than the beginning when it comes to law enforcement? The police, the way we've treated the police across this country is shameful.
Jimmy, I'd have to agree with you. I'm very glad that I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning. It's a different profession. I love serving. You know, the communities I've served, I loved being the guy who, when the boogeyman rang your doorbell at 3 o'clock in the morning, that I was the guy that was coming there, and I took pride in that. Right now, it's a different world out there, and I have a lot of my friends, obviously, who are still doing the job and maybe have 10, 15 years left. Maybe they're 30 years old, and they've got two little kids, and they can't change, their career. But what's happened in the law enforcement community, and when we talk about qualified immunity and taking that away from police officers, that is their way, Jimmy, of defunding the police. They will say, well, we're not going to defund the police. Well, when they take the qualified immunity away, and you basically, as a police officer, have to have malpractice insurance, nobody's going to do the job. So that is their way, in essence, of defunding the police, because nobody's going to want to do it. You look at Asheville, North Carolina, and don't quote me on exactly the statistics, but I think 33% of their police force in Asheville, North Carolina, quit. How do you sustain that? What kind of organizational change do you make to make sure that you have adequate coverage both on the street, to be able to conduct an investigation if need be? You can't do it. You can't do it. And now, this morning I heard Mayor de Blasio was telling all of the NYPD officers that they have to be vaccinated. If that's the case, how many officers are going to walk away? They have something like 50-some thousand officers. How many are going to walk away? Look at Chicago PD, the rash of retirements, people walking away. I mean, Chicago's a war zone. I mean, this weekend, again, another 70 shot. And we're 50 miles away, so we're kind of insulated. But that still comes this way in tiny little Prairie Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Chief, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I want to thank you for all your years of service, and I hope whatever's left of your career goes extraordinarily well. And thank you for telling us your story. We'll be sure to share it with others.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. If you're ever up this way, I'd love to take you for a beef sandwich.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Do I also get a jail-free card if I come your way?
Well, we'll keep you out of Chicago.
Okay. Good idea. Give me a safe escort through Chicago. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it so much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Chief of Police, Prairie Grove, Illinois, Lawrence D. Canada, Larry Canada. Here on AM 950 KPRC, back with our final segment in just a moment. Stick around.